Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Terry, we're going to continue our conversation today about dog legislation. And last episode, we talked a lot about the state of Virginia, what is and is not going on here that's, that we're interested in. I understand you have some info about things going on in Florida. Is that right?
Yeah, right now there's a proposal in committee, actually two. One's been tagged onto the other, so I haven't read the newest piece that's been tagged in. But HB 543 was the first piece of it, and then they tagged in SB 1276. The two together basically allow municipalities to create their own BSLs based on whatever requirements they want. It just loosens everything to the point where they could say that any dog over 20 pounds is now a risk and we're going to euthanize them. You can't have that pet.
So they're just giving local municipalities carte blanche
Right.
if this passes.
Right. And most of Florida, and I'm not sure how this works out, but most of Florida is covered where BSL is against the law, with the exception of the tip of it, which is Miami-Dade County, which has BSL, so I don't know how they get around the law. That's probably something for a lawyer to figure out, and maybe nobody's just fought it. I mean, I don't know. but the problem with this that well, I have all kinds of problems with this, but what irks me is the person that keeps proposing this has been in office for 18 years, and every year he has proposed this, and every year it gets knocked down, but you never know.
Right. You never know what the legislative body looks like this year.
Correct.
And if it changes a tweak, it might pass.
Right. And this is bad news. I mean, you and I both, I think, are pretty strong advocates for this is not a breed-specific issue. This is an owner issue. This
Absolutely.
is a maybe a dog-specific issue, one
Right.
particular dog, not the breed. So you've got to focus on the event, what happened, what's going on, and deal with that, not, wipe a breed off the face of the earth. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's all crazy, and it seems to me that, in the dog world and the dog loving world, perhaps there would be more of an uprising from the public if breed specific legislation was about Labrador retrievers or golden retrievers or poodles or Shih Tzus, not pit bulls and pit bull mixes and all the bully breeds. They've gotten such a horrible rap, the bully breeds, and it's all nonsense. Across the board, you cannot say an entire breed is bad. It's not true. And the more I get to know about it, the more it makes me angry. And if I could have a half a dozen pits in my house, I would do it. I don't have room. I've got four dogs right now.
All giant
So don't
labs.
send me any. But you know what I mean, Terry? I wasn't aware of this until Bark Radio. I really wasn't, and it makes me nuts.
Yeah, well, I just don't get it because I've always been a dog lover, an animal lover, but never been as active as I have been since we've gotten working in this arena. And I would never have thought to do that.
No.
I've never said, "Oh my God, I'm afraid of that breed."
Right. Me either.
Now, and we've talked about, I've ranted about this before. There's a little fluffy 12-pound dog next door that I'm sure would bite
Given the
given the
opportunity.
opportunity because of the way it's been trained. It's a people problem. So I don't get it. And there's one of the things I have found, and it's still being studied, and I say studied loosely because the data is being collected.
Right.
So some of the data that's been collected over the last year and a half, 2 years, by the Veterinarian Medical Association, I think is what it is, whatever their national organization is,
Right.
is that statistically small dogs are significantly more likely to bite than larger dogs, especially children.
So they'll yeah, your small breed dog, your little cute fluffy, is more likely to bite your child than a
Right.
large breed
Than a
dog.
large breed dog. Now, when a large breed dog bites, it does more damage.
Well, and it's all over the news.
And it's all
When
over
the
the news.
Pomeranian bites little Johnny, nobody calls a reporter.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Or if it was a Pomeranian, they'd call it a pit bull.
Alrighty
So to the Florida folks, I mean, I wrote all the people involved in this that are in the committee, and that was one of the things that I put in there is look. We can either take and put this into law using ignorance and media hype, or we can look at the statistical data, the facts, and focus on what the real problem is, not on a breed of a dog.
What a concept.
It's not a stretch. It really isn't.
And the cool thing is that the data's there. It exists. And it's this veterinary association.
Right. It's still fresh, though. So, a year and a half isn't a ton of data.
Right.
But I think everybody's always kind of known that, because mm-hmm. little dogs will get very fearful, very protective. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, I've been bitten twice in my life, in my entire life. And both dogs were small breed dogs. And one, a week later, had his first seizure. So there was something going on in that brain.
Yeah.
The other one, it was completely unprovoked and came out of nowhere. And I consider that 13, 14-pound dog dangerous. Because as my hand was at my side and I was walking, he came from behind and just nailed my hand and broke the skin. Yeah.
Wow.
So, that, again, as a teeny tiny little dog, I have never had a large breed dog or giant breed dog even look at me like they're going to bite me, much less do it. And I deal with so many dogs. I've dealt with hundreds of dogs as a trainer.
Yeah.
And never, ever had an issue with one. You got to be smart about it. But, if a dog's having a bit of a problem, looking like they may be aggressive, that very well may be fear, and you just have to handle it properly. Anyway, give the dogs a break.
I had to laugh when you said you have to be smart about it, because that's another episode, because there's a lot of people out there
who aren't smart about it?
Who aren't smart about it or anything.
Yeah, you're so right.
That's a different episode.
Yeah, it is.
So when I was ranting to the folks in Florida, I utilized Best Friends Animal Society's website, because they've got a ton of great data up there.
Cool.
And they have a cost calculator, which I fell in love with, because it's scientific, and they're very careful to make sure they use only facts. It's all in the scientific model, and the way they're attacking BSL, or they call it BDL, breed discrimination legislation. Mm-hmm. Is through the pocketbook.
Okay.
What's it going to cost to implement this?
So you can put numbers in there.
Give you the numbers. You
really?
Tell them what state.
Really?
Yeah. So I go to their calculator, and I say they want to know what state it is for BSL, and they have three different categories. So if I just want to know cost, boom. It's based on census data, licensing data. So it's number of pets per person, number of pets per state.
Wow.
And it goes through a whole bunch of things that happens all in the background, but you can see where they get their data from, because there's a footnote on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up with a breakdown of estimated costs per year.
And what did Florida
allow? Florida came up to a total estimate of $26 million a year for BSL to be implemented.
Really?
$15 million of it was for enforcement of the laws. So that's animal control officers, etc. That also costs $3.5 million in additional kenneling and any veterinary fees that may be involved in, because they're going to be, when you're talking BSL, you're talking like they did in Denver. They go into the homes, they take the pets out because of what they look like.
Oh, man.
Mm. Then they've got, and this is going to be a little graphic here, folks, they have a cost for euthanizing the animal and carcass disposal. And I hate that term, but
me
I understand
too.
What they're trying to do with it. $3.4 million a year to do that. Litigation, low-end litigation costs for people fighting this, $300,000 a year. And I think that's very understated.
That's very conservative, and I hope it has to go way up, because the more people who go for the pocketbook because they feel like their dog has been wronged, the better.
Yeah, exactly. The more lawsuits that get filed against this, the more likely it is to get either turned down or overthrown. I mean,
right.
That's just silliness.
Absolutely.
DNA testing. Because people will fight that, and based on specifically in Florida, based on the laws there in Florida, it's up to the county or the animal control people to prove that it is the breed that they say it is. So
wow.
They have to pay for the DNA testing. So that's $2.3 million.
Just in DNA testing.
Correct.
To see if it's okay to kill the dog.
See if it's okay to kill the dog. Now, they have a thing on there, say actual costs may be higher. Because they don't take into account exactly the number of animal control officers. New animal control officers that have to be hired, they do an estimate of that.
Right.
They say there will be capital expenditures based on more kennel expansion just
right.
to hold during the process.
Right.
And if the vet is off-site versus an on-site vet, the costs go up as well, because there's travel costs involved with that.
Wow. Expensive to implement the law.
Yeah, considering what it would do is nothing but complicate
right.
the world.
Right.
And I think that that's been proven over and over, because if you look at even like Miami-Dade County, I mean, what, more than two decades that they've had BSL there specifically for pit bulls, whatever breed
right.
that is, or they think that is, squarehead dogs apparently. And Denver, again, 20, 25 years worth of BSL.
It's done nothing.
It's done nothing. No reduction in bites, no reduction in attacks. It's, you know, it's tore up people.
Right.
I mean, imagine having somebody come in and take your dog. We talked about that before, too. There'd been a fight.
Oh, a big one. Oh, big.
So it doesn't make sense. And then you've got, I'll give you an example, a recent example from 2009. Italy had, the entire country had BSL against very specific breeds of dogs. Mm-hmm. And the American Pit Bull Terrier was one of them. But there was a larger list. They've eliminated all. It wasn't worth the money. An entire country decides this is stupid and we can't enforce it and it doesn't solve anything, and now you got podunk municipalities who think that they're more trained to do this. Give me a freaking break.
Okay, so folks, we don't like breed specific legislation. You got that point? And you know, I think that as dog lovers, number one is we have to educate ourselves. And so Terry and I try to do that with us and then share that with you guys, let you know what's going on all over the world, especially here where we live. And we want you to be informed, and then we want you to get mad and we want you to go out and do something.
Well, legal.
Well, yeah.
Do something legal.
Oops. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Legal, please.
Write and protest and
right.
you know, be heard.
Absolutely.
Make a noise.
We all do have a voice. And if our voices together are loud enough, we can make a difference for dogs in this country.
Again, I go back to a point over and over again. These people are elected by us.
That's right. And they can be unelected by us.
And if they don't do what we think is right, they can be replaced by someone who will do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just, you know, even if you aren't fond of politics or politicians, and that would be me.
Well, it'd be me too, but I'm forced into it because of the
right.
stupidity and the ignorance. It's like every village idiot in the United States has become a politician.
Alrighty then. So
did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. And it's true. And it's terribly sad. And the bottom line for them is, yes, if we can impact whether they get reelected or not, then they might change the way they vote.
Exactly.
So there you have it, folks.
That's our two cents.
Yeah, man. Stay tuned throughout the year. We will do what we can to inform you, keep you all abreast of what's going on throughout the country, good, bad, and ugly. And we will see if we can't find a way to make some positive change within the system without chaining ourselves to something. And
well, I'm okay with chaining myself to something.
Okay, cool. We'll
right.
wear our Bark Radio t-shirts.
Yeah, baby. We're there.
Have a great one, guys.
See ya.